worth it.
Tottenham Mini Leagues, as a reminder, it has been posted. It's gone out in emails several times as well. Please, please, please get yourself into your individual patron mini league before the start of game week one.
The Fantasy Football Show.
The Patreons, Tuesday, Wednesday is the dead team day. Wednesday is the dead team day.
It's not going to be the regular dead team day.
I genuinely think you should quit FPL content and get Bravo or E or one of these TV channels to just a reality TV show called Keeping Up with the Lindens. Follow you and Kate Yan around, just camera up your house.
I wonder where that was going, mate.
Yeah. I just think that's your future.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. She's much more of a star than you would be, to be honest with you. So,
did you listen?
Of course I listened.
Did you like it?
Of course. I didn't, it was only listening for her.
I don't know why Not in the Forest or in Red doesn't make sense.
You need to, sack all this shit off and just have a reality TV show called Keeping Up with the Lindens. You'll get way more viewers, way more listeners. Way more people be interested in that shit than they are in this shit.
Yeah, the thing is, me and the wife, we both have faces for the radio, let's be honest.
Nah. Come on, get on it. I think she has a future in content. But, you can tell her I said that, but not in FPL anyway.
I will.
Because I don't think her team's going to do very well.
I will tell her that you said that.
Indeed.
And she'll start asking for cuts though, and I'm not happy for that.
What's yours is, as my wife says, what's yours is mine and what's mine is mine. That's what she says.
We went to do you know Heddens?
Yeah, I know it. It's lovely.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? We went there for breakfast Saturday, I think.
Okay.
Late breakfast, very early lunch, if you will. Obviously, this entails a fry up for me. She whipped the old card out at the end, didn't she?
Oh, lovely.
It was me like a, ooh, you know, like when a footballer's on the pitch and they throw the ball down. Ooh. That was me a little bit too loudly.
We have a joint credit card, so that doesn't really help.
Oh dear, you're fucked. We've got a joint credit card. We don't have that shit.
Nah.
She just takes my card, like legitimately. She's like, I bought Harry some shoes. Okay, how much they cost? 50 quid. Okay, cool. She said, you paid for them. What? I've been recording in the other room, don't even know what's going on. She just takes my shit.
Nice.
Right, but today...
I can't persuade my wife to join the league, though. She just can't be bothered. I said, I'll help you create a team or whatever. Join this Katie's League and she's not having none of it.
Are you ever going to do a pod with her?
Who? Mrs?
Yeah.
Yes.
We want to hear this.
Yes, but it won't be as good as yours, but we will. But I think, you know, you were mentioning, obviously, if you're away in March or whatever, I might do a Patreon one. Suspected spam.
Sudge's phone going off during a podcast. Who would possibly guess?
Off. There we go.
Yeah, okay, lovely there, mate. Jubbly.
Yeah. Do you know what? It's all good. Story for another day.
If it's a story, we all
nah,
know.
Nah, it's fine. Nah? I sold my car a couple of days ago, right? But I haven't taken down the Auto Trader advert, so I'm still getting phone calls for it. It's annoying. Better take it down. But ironically, the person that bought it from me is a car dealer, and they were going to do it up and sell it for more money. So they've already listed it on Auto Trader. So if you go on Auto Trader and put in the same spec of my car, my advert's there, and then the same car is directly below it for $2,000 more, because the bastard he's probably gonna spend $1,000 and try and make $1,000 on it. It's funny, ironically. So anyway, I need to take my Auto Trader ad out so people don't fucking phone me anymore about this stupid car.
Okay, let's pick a dead team. So
I think it's gonna be a lot easier this year.
It will. Let's see what happens. I don't know what's gonna happen. So. Basically, this is the Zombie League. You are all absolutely welcome to join. I highly recommend if you're on Slack that you join the Zombie League Slack channel. It's not overly busy during the season, but it's some interesting conversation. And no, there is no prize for this league. It's just for fun. Whoever does well, Team of the Week, will get a shout out on the pod on a Friday with differential team of the Week, which we'll obviously cover tomorrow as well. The rules of the Zombie League are extremely straightforward. You pick a team now. That must be your team, obviously. Well, at deadline of game week one, whatever your team is, you cannot touch it again for the remainder of the season. You cannot change captain. You cannot make transfers. You cannot change your subs order. I know a few of the guys said about, can we change it during the unlimited transfer period? No, you cannot. The team is dead. Forget your password. Someone might hack it anyway. It's literally a dead team. It's the last you for the whole season. And it does create some interesting debate where perhaps this year, more than other years, we are probably, for our real teams, not looking at players who we think will be consistent during the course of the season. The name I mentioned yesterday, for example, was James Ward-Prowse. I don't see him in FPL teams at the moment. Is he a reasonable pick for a zombie team? Very much so. You're going to get, if he's fit, 38 starts out of him, and he's going to tick over with points and stuff. He's a good pick, potentially, for a zombie team. I wouldn't expect to see him in many real game week one teams. So the rules are straightforward. The mini league code is N for November, 6, P for Papa, 5 for A. A for Apple.
November 6, Papa, 5 for Alpha.
Yeah, that one.
Alpha, Bravo, I've had this Charlie,
I've had this
Delta,
conversation with you before.
Echo, Foxtrot.
When I worked for your bag sales team, yeah. I knew it all off by heart. I've completely forgotten it.
Zulu.
Zulu, yeah. Why Zulu? Quebec!
This is like the fourth call.
Answer it and tell them that they're on a podcast. Go on, then.
I'm going to.
Go on, then. So just answer the call.
Hello? Hello? No one on the other end of the call.
Have you been missold, PPI?
Yes, yeah, four calls. Like, they keep ringing. I'm like, what the fuck?
Okay, fine.
Anyway.
Right, so I've picked the zombie team for us. This is going to be end of podcast in 2 minutes. So the team is Pickford in goal, back five of Trent, Cole Walker, John Stones, Harry Maguire, Ben Chilwell. Midfield four of Raheem Sterling, Declan Rice, Calvin Phillips, Mason Mount. Up front and captain Harry Kane. And, that's the World Cup winning team. Who do we want for this zombie team? Where we should start with captain? Who do we want to captain every week for the whole season?
Well, let's debate it out. Last season, we thought we'd be clever and go against Salah.
But it wasn't bad in the end.
No, it wasn't.
But we went with Sonny. We were bloody close, right? In the end, actually. With a saving of what? 3 million or so? 2.5 million? So just answer the phone again. What the fuck, mate?
It was Rapid Business Finance. Am I speaking to Rain Nelson? I don't know what they've got as an automated phone dialing system, but they're going to get some shit.
So let me get this right. We're just talking about Sonny, and some guy just phoned you and asked you if your name was Rain.
Rain Nelson. You need to take me off your database. They're getting an email, which is, you need to take me off your database.
Okay. Were we unhappy with our Sonny pick last year then?
Well, I'd rather have had Salah. Salah's the safest captaincy pick.
But actually, what was the difference between
the reason
them in
we
the
did
end?
It? I don't remember, mate. But the reason we did it was to try and finish first. And that's the debate, right? If you want to, you either kind of play it safe or you differentiate.
So what are we trying to do here? Are we trying to win this and finish
the
first?
The answer is I'm not sure.
Or do you just want to be boring?
The honest answer is I'm not sure, James.
Okay, suit yourself then. So you want to go Mo Salah now?
I do and I don't. I think Mo Salah, is a 50-50. Mo Salah, I don't know.
I think...
I don't know, what do you think?
Okay, truthfully, I think we should go with Salah.
Captain him and be done with it.
Yeah, and I think the reason for that difference to last year is this time last year, I was genuinely sitting here saying, look, I really think Sonny will be very close to finishing top FPL points score. I really believe that. Obviously, admittedly, at the time, it looked like Harry Kane was going to go and stuff, right?
Yeah, it's true.
But the difference between this year and last year is Sonny was 10 million. So we're putting Sonny in as captain as our highest priced player at 10 million. Now he's 12. So I think, like, realistically, Do I think Mo Salah will be the highest scoring player in FPL again this season? I think we'd have to probably say yes.
Yeah.
In all likelihood. And the difference of 1 million this year as opposed to 3 million this year or 2.5 last year, I think it probably was, means that we should go with Salah. And that's the one premium player, and that's the only premium player we pick. And we stick the vice captaincy on a trade.
Well, he has to be the only premium we have to pick. Depends how much money we got.
What you got to think with this is as well, though.
You got 15 players, not.
Yeah, don't stick crap on the bench, man.
I get that.
You've got to pick like a starting 15, I think.
What do you think everyone else in the Zombie League is going to do?
Captain Salah.
Yeah, just stick with it. Because it could really hurt. I think it's Captain Salah.
All right. Mo Salah is going in. I think that's the right choice. Should we start with the premium defenders? I think feels like the best kind of value way to go around this.
I mean, I would say put Jesus in.
Okay, I can't argue against that, just, to be honest.
I think for his value for money, and he's going to be the main man. My strategy would have been look at the best teams and see who you want and then fill in the blanks. But I understand that I need 15 players, not as many. So, like Liverpool, like Trent for me is a lock. I'd go straight away.
Yep, I can't argue that. He's got to go in, really.
Yeah, so now we've already got two Liverpool in there.
Yep.
City, what do you want to do with City?
What, do we not just want to go Robertson and just be done?
For consistency over the season, it's hard to argue.
We really
the
is,
only
isn't
other
it?
Thing is, like, if what do you want to do, goalkeepers? Because Alisson's a decent shout otherwise.
Could.
As I said, yeah.
I don't actually mind Alisson for this, but I feel like let's put Robertson in. If we have to come back and scrimp a little bit, let's scrimp.
We can downgrade Robertson and get up to Alisson if we've got like if we need a million or something. Yeah.
Presumably, we've already set this up to have no Man City attackers.
You don't want to put Haaland in?
I don't think it's affordable. If you're never going to captain, I don't think it's affordable, mate.
Mm.
Plus, with him, what do we know? There is a bit of an injury record there as well.
Yeah, and I'd rather KDB than Haaland.
I think probably. With Haaland, it's more a case this year just generally that if he's fit, take the opportunity, get him in, come off. When he's back and he's up and running again, stick him in. And you'll find that the points per game for when you own will be better. I wouldn't be surprised. If you said to me right now, will Erling Haaland outscore Harry Kane over the whole season? I'm not convinced, for example.
But in patches, for sure.
Yes.
I had an idea about Salah and then getting all of the 8 million midfield rat pack in because they're all 8 million and they're all like then spreading the money quite clearly. That was what I really kind of liked. Actually, not just all 8, Bowen. I thought chuck him in.
100% Jared Bowen in. Yeah. He's a prime example of he's a little bit more expensive than the others. The fixtures aren't great at the start.
Over the season, he'll be.
Across the whole, 200 points last year.
I mean, the biggest fear is injury, but Bowen's not an injury-prone kind of player, really.
If Jared Bowen repeats that, he's kind of a must for this, I think. So, yeah. If we're going no City offence, are we Cancelo?
He's the one that we probably should if we're going no City offence, but I'm not convinced that he's going to be as amazing as he was historically, if I'm honest with you.
I told you, I've literally looked at ideas of leaving him out this week.
When we get to scrimping and saving money, I'd almost rather sacrifice Cancelo than Robertson.
Yeah, like I think Robertson probably does outscore Cancelo. But
both
then,
seven, aren't
but
they?
But then, for example, I would definitely rather have Alisson than Edison if we end up going
100%
down that route.
Rather Alisson than Edison. Yeah.
Whereas Cancelo obviously could outscore Robertson. So we've got six in. Robertson, Trent, Cancelo, Salah, Bowen, Jesus. Presume no Son or Kane. I think this is going to be no Tottenham attack either.
Because we can't afford it?
No, purely because right now we'd look at it and go Kulusevski's first choice, but that might evolve as the season goes on. He might be a bad pick for this. What I mean is you look at like a Mason Mount or a Saka, they're going to play, aren't they?
Mm.
It's not, whereas Kulusevski, further down the line, might become a headache.
I think Saka's a good shout for this.
I don't disagree. I think what we should do first, though, is we should pick two more forwards to go with Jesus. I think that's important. We're not going to 4.5 million forward here or anything like this, are we? Even if we lose, like last year, we left Tony on as one of our subs. I think, guess get the three forwards that we want rather than leave that at the end and go, oh, I'm gonna take a chance on Sam Surridge and stuff like this. Let's get the forwards, mate. You're not happy with that?
No, I'm happy with the strategy. You get the forwards. I have no idea, mate.
Okay. Well, let's Let's have a run through forwards and think who could be good long-term choices and who might be a threat in terms of positionally early on the as the season goes on. So Kane at the moment we rule out on Price. Jota I think we rule out at the moment. Therefore, I would, with the three we've got, I'd also rule out Nunes at the moment. Ronaldo's no interest. Antonio is, I think, would be a bad choice for this because with Schumacher, we don't really know. Tony is the sort of one you look at and go, yeah, 7 million, can play every week.
Penalties.
Pens.
Tony, I don't mind. Choice.
Vardy, injury concerns.
Yeah.
Watkins is obviously in competition with Danny Ings. I don't actually hate Mbeumo as a choice, yeah, but
I'd have one of though, Tony or Mbeumo. I wouldn't have both.
I think Tony, the extra million, personally. Although I know, I think Tom Med's going with Mbeumo in his team.
Yeah, I get that, but he's probably trying to save money a little bit. Tony, I think, is the one.
Kai Havertz.
Oh, doesn't inspire me. Calvert-Lewin doesn't inspire me.
Danny Ings, we can't.
Nah.
Che Adams.
Nah.
Jimenez is a no. Morpay would be a no.
Nah.
Breuer.
Nah.
You know there's rumours Calvert-Lewin's done his ACL.
Fuck.
I don't know if that's true, but that's what I'd heard, and I've not had time to look through the news this morning.
That's
I know someone put it on Slack last night that he's definitely out the weekend, and there are rumours that it's ACL. And wow, if it is, oh my God. But they'll buy Breuer. I put it in the
buy
Slack
it
last night. Yeah, I think they would have to.
But then they're going to have to be paying 40 million.
They might have to take that gamble.
We were in for 30 and it kept getting rejected. So it's going to be 35 to 40.
They might do something with loan of obligation. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like 40 million next year if he plays 25 games or something like that. And if they stay up, obviously.
Yeah. Because Breuer won't want to stay there if they go down anyway.
If he went, that's great. 5.5. Even for Everton, that's good.
Solanke?
I think that's the one, Suj. Solanke or Mitrovic are the ones, aren't they, I think?
Solanke. So I like what Neil said about him and everything's going to go through him and so on. I just don't know. Fulham might score more goals, though.
Solanke 6 or Mitrovic 6.5. Or both instead of Tony.
Who do you think will score more goals, Fulham or Bournemouth?
Fulham.
Then probably Mitrovic is a better bet.
0.5 more.
For now, we always know we've got the backup of going back down to Solanke.
I don't mind that Solanke instead of Tony. Million saving, actually.
Yeah.
You leave Solanke as one of the subs as well.
I fucking score every week.
Yeah, but if he does, he does. Yeah. I think that saves us a million. That's probably right play, mate. Actually go to two new forwards. Obviously, you can consider, obviously, Brennan Johnson as well. Awoniyi. I think Mark's of the opinion now, Mark Southern's obviously, is of the opinion now that Surridge is probably going to start. He is 5 million FPL, by the way. Don't go there. Just for the sake of the, he's going to start game week one. They might even buy another forward as well. So, honestly, I would go with Taylor and save the 0.5 and not bother my ass because you're not going to start Surridge anyway. So, Solanke, Mitrovic in. I think Schumacher, by the way.
Are you getting rid of Tony for Solanke, eh?
Let's do it that way first, I think. Schumacher at 7 is potentially going to be really interesting, you know.
Yeah. I just don't want to big him up.
Okay, fine.
Yet.
Bottle job.
I want to see him.
Don't big him up. So, midfielders, we've got...
We've got no Tottenham this week. It's a shame. West Ham, fucking hell. This weekend, Sunday, they've said, oh, they got an email this morning. They've called it Claret and Blue Day. They want to light up the stadium in claret and blue. And then right directly under, come and support the team on our Claret and Blue Day. Get your claret and blue colours. Selling a shirt. You money-grabbing bastards. It's just a football club, aren't they? What else can you expect? But yeah,
we've got 36.5 million. We're going to spend at least 9 of that on goalkeepers because you're not picking a 4.0 goalkeeper here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not taking the Danny Ward chance.
Nah,
not doing it, mate. So minimum 9 million on the keepers, which would leave us less than 6 million per player for the remaining 5. I have a player that I would like to put in here, even if it's a substitute option, and that is Dewsbury Hall.
Yeah, fine. Whack him in. Decent shout.
5 million. Looks a lock at the moment, doesn't he? We'll get the odd return. He can be one of the subs here.
Yeah. Fofana's on his way, though, mate.
Is he an interesting shout for this?
If he goes to Chelsea, what price is he?
He's 4.5.
Again, I was going to suggest Mendy as a goalkeeper. So I wouldn't suggest both. So
it's one of the subs.
Probably not. I think there's probably better 4.5s.
Is he a better choice than Ben White? Does Wesley Fofana, if he goes to Chelsea, does he walk in the team? I think he does, you know.
I think he does as well.
Yeah.
And if not, then very quickly he does. Koulibaly, Thiago Silva and Wesley Fofana, that's the back three.
Is there any chance that Wesley Fofana, because remember this time last year, before he got injured in like their last friendly, he was in the majority of teams, wasn't he? He was like 20% owned or something before the injury.
Yeah.
So everyone went, well, that's a, they'd nearly qualified for the Champions League. That's a lock 4.5. Is he a potential good option if he stays at Leicester? Because he obviously himself will make Leicester better defensively if he stays. I think we're probably on 50-50 on this, what's going to happen. But I don't think we can visualise him not being a Premier League player when the season comes round.
Agreed.
So is he a decent shout? Would you rather pump into something that's like a Castagna, for example, if you wanted a 4.5?
I'm avoiding Leicester like or, the plague. Or actually, right now,
are we just... Nico Williams going to play, isn't he?
Yeah, Nico Williams should go in.
Yeah? Mm. That's, for this, is certainly a safer, longer-term play than Patterson because of Coleman and potential change to system and stuff for Everton as well. So, yeah, Nico at 4. We can't visualise him not playing games at the moment.
Yeah.
So actually, that's quite sensible.
What's your views on Jesse Lingard for over the season? Risky or 6 million?
I don't hate it. Again, it's another one you look at it and go, he's going to play nearly every game, isn't he? Mm.
That or Gomeres. I mean, he'll be wicked maybe, but whether or not he'll be worth it.
Gomeres, similar replies. The problem with him is potentially position. Whereas
Lingard is a 10 and he's a 10.
Yeah, size of the leaning for the weekend that he'll play as an 8 rather than a 6 and Longstaff will probably play. And obviously, if Shelby's going to come back as first choice, he'll definitely play as a deeper in a midfield 3, which frees up Gomeres. But we don't know that they're not going to buy someone else with them.
But they won't play by the weekend, but eventually, I know what you mean.
Well, yeah, we've got to think for the whole season here. Yeah. So I think Newcastle's a little bit off-putting. They could go and buy someone in January, and he ends up playing like a real deep lion role, for example. So I'd be put off by that. Lingard, can we see staying fit all season?
Yeah. He didn't have any particular real big injury problems. I think he'll be fine. I think he'll be fit all season. I think Lingard's a good shout because of where he'll play and the goal involvements and talisman. I like the idea of Jesse Lingard for the whole season.
I mean, to be fair, Pereira's a great shout here, isn't he? Andreas Pereira.
Well, what does that do for us money-wise if we put Lingard, Pereira in, they're both cheap? We've got two cheap midfielders.
We'd have quite a lot left. Let's go. I think getting Pereira in is probably, again, we don't have to worry about value or anything like that.
It's
probably a little bit of a no-brainer, actually, to stick him in. It might be we take Dewsbury Hall back out, actually. Oh, they've got him in the fucking game as Andreas, haven't they?
Yeah.
Had that problem with a wife yesterday.
I heard.
Andreas. And who are you saying at the back? What was the other player?
No, I haven't mentioned Lingard. I didn't say anyone at the back.
Oh, Lingard. Well, we've got 23 million left for four spots, which includes both goalkeepers. So
9 out from that, actually, you're down to about 6 million on each.
Should we pick? Let's pick the keepers, come back to it. What do
Lingard,
we think?
Perisic, and two goalkeepers. Oof.
Let's do the keepers. What do we think? Do we like the idea of just going something like Raya and Sanchez? Or does Raya feel a little bit because the Lazio keepers come in?
I think I'd go Ramsdale and Raya, something like that. Ramsdale and Sanchez.
You said you wanted Mendy.
Yeah, don't mind Mendy. But then if we go Ramsdale, we can pick a Chelsea defender. We can get Fofana in, for example.
Or do you want to go...
Fofana's going to Chelsea.
Or do you want to go with Ederson?
All of his Instagram posts and everything. So...
Yeah, but didn't he change a few? Didn't he put it back under he was Leicester player again or something?
He still did it in the first place, didn't he? Like, what message do you think you're sending when you're a picture of yourself with an empty thought bubble coming out of your head?
Or do you want to go for Hugo?
I'd rather put that last defender spot, I'd rather put Perisic in there. I'll be honest with you, I think he's got a massively high ceiling and he'll do all right this year.
I'm more than happy. I think he's an unusual one in the sense that he won't obviously start 38 games, but he'll have
some great games in there.
Yeah, I think so.
And if you think about substitute, we've got a bench of Dewsbury Hall, Pereira and Nico Williams.
I can just say, if we put a placeholder of an 8 million in, we've got 9.5 for the two keepers.
That's 5 and 4.5. That's perfect.
Yeah, I think so.
So Ramsdale or Mendy as the 5 million.
So 4.5 keeper. Do we prefer something like a Pickford or a Meslier?
Is Pickford 4.5? I thought he was 5, mate.
He's 4.5. I think Raya for me is the outstanding one. But for this, you've obviously got Starkosha in the background who he's obviously not, he's not coming to just sit on the bench.
Sanchez.
I think Sanchez is the backup. He's probably right. And then let's pick a 5.
Mendy or
Ramsdale.
Ramsdale. I think Ramsdale. Because every now and then he'll throw Kepa in for a game for no reason. But then we have got Sanchez as backup. Are Chelsea going to keep as many clean sheets? A new back three, Koulibaly, Thiago's still there. Fofana, that's a decent back three, mate.
That's if it's Koulibaly, Thiago Silva and Fofana, it's pretty mustard.
Impregnable.
It's pretty mustard. And they can be stingy even in the big games. I think if we're not going with it, like we haven't got Reece James in here, for example. Yeah. I think Mendy.
Impregnable defence. If you don't watch Game of Thrones.
No.
There's a great line in that where the guy is talking about climbing the wall and he's like, give me some hooks and 8 good men and I'll impregnate the bastard.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, nah.
Right, so we've got
8 million for a midfielder.
8 million for a midfielder. Unless we want to go with I think those between 6.5 and 7.5 probably a little bit too frustrating. Unless you want to, we could pull out here like Dewsbury Hall, for example, and go something like Martinelli and Zaha.
Saka, Kulusevski, Mason Mount. We can't get Diaz because we've got.
Yeah, Diaz is off the table. So Madison's the other one.
Foden's the other one.
No, I'm not having Foden for this, mate. Foden's one of them. Over 5-6 games, he'll outscore the others. But over 38 games, I don't think he will.
Throughout my FPL career, I have been anti-Phil Foden. I've just never seen it as a good pick for fantasy. This year, I'm completely different. I think he's going to fucking do well this year, really well this year. Not that I own him right now. I want to see it first. But Saka could do well. Madison might even be on the move.
I think my preference from the eights for the whole season would be Mason Mount. And my thinking behind that is a little bit something I mentioned with Adam last week about the idea that I think Arsenal was still getting linked with right-hand side forwards, and I wonder if Saka might end up in a more central position as the season goes on. Whereas Mason Mount, is he going to play every game? No, but he's going to be in and around it.
Most,
yeah.
And he comes off the bench more regularly than not. I don't mind Mason Mount. He's good, and the front three of Sterling, Mount, Havertz, they'll cause some chaos. They'll score goals.
See, this is the other problem, though. We've arguably got too many cheap players in here, so the way we've got it at the moment, I think subs would be Nico Williams, Dewsbury Hall, Andreas Pereira, which right now means we're starting with Solanke. Like, are we comfortable with that? I feel like looking at that, I'd arguably rather be in a position where we turn Dewsbury Hall into, like, Zaha.
But then we downgrade
Mount as well. Or Mount into Zaha and Dewsbury Hall up to like Martinelli's level.
You're better off with 9 or 10 good players and point scorers. I like that squad.
So that's
Dewsbury Hall, Pereira, and Nico Williams are reliable substitutes.
So that would be if we pick starting 11, we're looking at Mendy in goal, Robertson, Trent, Cancelo, Perisic, Mount, Bowen, Salah, Jesus, Solanke, Mitrovic. That feels a bit light in terms of a starting front three. I'm not massive on that. Like when I look at it, like, is Solanke gonna outscore Martinelli or is Mitrovic gonna outscore kind of Zahar? And
downgrade
stuff?
Robertson, maybe.
I mean, that's one way to find a million, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can make the case. You went Robertson to James, Mendy to Alisson. Yeah. That finds a little bit, 0.5, for example. I mean, Reece James is going to play the majority of the games. I think if we're going to do that, I think pay the extra 0.5 for Alisson.
Yes, agreed.
Would be my take on that. Then that's the three. So that gives us an extra 0.5. Doesn't do a lot for us. Can we see Breuer playing, staying at Chelsea?
It's just it's too much of a question mark. I have no idea, mate. No idea.
Can we see Breuer leaving the Premier League?
You could turn Mitrovic to Tony with that half a million.
To be honest, I'm happy having Mitrovic and Solanke. I don't particularly want Solanke as part of the starting 11.
To change Dewsbury Hall to Neto?
Nah, I'm not having that. Decent fixtures at the start. He's spent the majority of the last 18 months injured, which is not his fault. No, I'm not having that.
So where are you worried now?
I think it looks too... like I would rather have Solanke as one of the subs, is my point. I would like I would like the subs bench to be Nico Williams, Andreas Pereira, Solanke.
So then someone else needs to get downgraded because you're not turning Dewsbury Hall into anything better.
So this is what I'm saying. So if Mount becomes Zaha, for example... and then we've got 1.5 and Keenan Dewsbury Hall can become
Jesse Lingard.
James Ward-Prowse.
Yeah, JWP's all right. I don't like Zaha there at 7 million. Is there any alternatives at 7 million?
So you've got Grealish, Harvey Barnes, who might have an injury now as well. It's not great.
I'd rather Jesse Lingard than Zaha. I think Lingard will outscore Zaha this season.
No, I'm not convinced about that at all, actually. 16 attacking returns for Wilf last year, 150 points. 15 attacking returns the year before, 136 points. That is a level of consistency there. JWP got 156 last year, I think. 159. He got 156 the year before. So actually, for this, Ward-Prowse is a better shout than Zaha, really, on paper.
How much money have we got left in the bank?
That's it. It's dead. Literally.
So read that zero. Team out again. Let's do it.
So this would be Alisson in goal, Trent, Cancelo, Reece James, Perisic, Zaha, Bowen, Ward-Prowse, Salah, Jesus, Mitrovic, bench, Solanke, Andreas Pereira, Nico Williams.
And Robert Sanchez. All right, it's pretty decent. Vice captain on Jesus.
Could be.
Jesus or Trent?
I think Trent, but then you are two from the same team. So if they have a blank, you haven't got a captain. If
it Jesus
would make more sense to go two different teams.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think he gets more than Cancelo?
Yeah, I think Jesus is going to do well this year.
Jared Bowen?
Nah.
200 points last year, Serge.
Yeah, I know. But nah.
Why not?
I think Jesus outscores him. I'm big on Arsenal this year.
Or would you rather go Trent in case Salah gets a big injury or something?
But then we're all in the same boat if that happens.
Okay. 7 million midfielders. Let's just have another second look at that. 7 million midfielders. We've got Bernardo Silva. We've got to do it by price, James. Bernardo Silva, Zaha, Harvey Barnes, Jack Grealish, Coutinho. Coutinho, no interest. About Trossard?
Nah.
Leandro Trossard, 141 points last season, 12 attacking returns. Scored a hat-trick last weekend.
Yeah, it's too risky, mate.
Saint-Maximin?
Nah.
Martinelli, 6. Fuck it, I think Wilf.
Yeah, stick with Wilf. He's consistent. In the discussion we've had, I'm fine with it. Leave him be. And you know he's going to play as well when he's fit. And he's on penalties and stuff. He'll get 4 or 5 over a season.
Okay. That's it.
That's a dead team. You can rewind to the start of the podcast to re-engage with the code, to get the code. Otherwise,
it's
in the
Slack. Or you can just read it out again.
November 6, Papa 5, 4, Alpha, N6, P54A. Join the Zombie League. Is there a prize for the winner?
Glory.
Glory. And it's well worth it.
Tottenham Mini Leagues, as a reminder, it has been posted. It's gone out in emails several times as well. Please, please, please get yourself into your individual patron mini league before the start of game week one. If you're not in before the start of game week one, you cannot join the patron Champions League competition. You are not automatically re-entered from last season. You will need to join the league. There's no, it's been posted several times. I'm going to post it again on the general channel today, the link. You've got every single mini league code is in there, from the zombies, the differentials, Scotland, Gaffer, Sky, everything is in that post. Please have a look at it. I had about 10 DMs yesterday saying, James, where's mini league posts and stuff like this? And it's been posted several times. And the closer we get to deadline, the less I want to be dealing with that shit. Love you all.
Tidy. Patrons, back at you tomorrow with the
differential team
tomorrow.
And then
on Friday will be time for team reveals. If you're a Sky player, we will be releasing our Sky podcast later on today as well.
Differential team, be quite fun this year.
Yeah, because I think ownership's so heavy on the template, well, the opportunities are much bigger.
You know, Jared Bowen, 7.9%. Wilfried Zaha, 7.7%. And interestingly, all the big boy premiums. Normally you have one that's not owned by anyone. Like Kane will have 8% ownership or something. Bad example, but you know what I mean? That doesn't exist. So, and all the premium defenders have some serious ownership. It'd be really interesting that this year.
Look forward to it. Patrons, thanks for your support. Stay safe. And back at you tomorrow.
Thanks, patrons. Love you. Cue music, please, man child.
Fantasy Football Show.